Welcome to the Oldest Podcast, Episode 2. And I'm your host, the British Who. Now, today's podcast was actually planned. I just had it in my head last minute. So, we'll just pass all that along. But welcome to the Oldies Podcast, Episode 2. If it's your first podcast you're listening to by me, well then thank you. And if you're someone who's already listened to Episode 1, then, well, thank you again. But there were some stories that I wanted to bring up. So, I went to YouTube and I saw, if you might have heard the song Come On To Me by Paul McCartney. Yeah, well, they've made a challenge out of that, and Sir Paul McCartney did it. Which I'm just a bit disappointed at Paul for doing that. I know he's trying to get with the younger people and that, but seriously, you don't have to do that, Paul. Okay, well, that was all for the first story. Now on to the second story. This wasn't planned, so sorry if stuff happens. I wanted to bring up news about, I saw this thing on the company, first the TV show. This happened 4 years ago in 2014. This mentally ill man killed his mother and father over a bottle of wine, which I found to be pretty stupid, and he somehow was able to get $250,000 for killing his parents. Because with their will and that, he got money for what he shouldn't have got. But what was the other thing I was going to bring up? Oh, there's a spider in my room. That was the other thing I was going to bring up. This wasn't planned. We'll go to a break now, and I'll have some things planned when you come back. So, goodbye for now, and you'll see me in part 2. Bye! This is the commercial break for The Oldest Podcast, so while we have a break, you can go do anything. Go to the toilet, whatever. Or even take your device to the toilet and still listen. So I'm just giving you some time now to go and do it. Okay, we're back and we've changed up the mic because we just wanted to test out the audio again, and we found that the mic didn't have a very good audio quality. But we're back and I was able to find some stuff that I could talk about. So, Harry and Meghan. They came to Australia and that, but only went to the East Coast. Now, I live on the West Coast and I think that's just disgraceful. Come to the West for like a day. It's simple. But then, oh no, you go off to Fiji and then you're supposed to be going to Tonga. That's something that gets me annoyed. And I also, David and Victoria Beckham, I think yesterday arrived in Sydney. Wow. And China imping up a new bridge to be able to connect to Macau. And I just find that China wants Macau and Hong Kong as quick as they can. Well, they instantly already own it, but yeah, but They just want them to come to the mainland as quickly as possible. And also, there's been a bus strike in Australia, and I found that to be actually sounds a bit funny. I just found it to be funny. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to find anything else. And there's stuff about this
this Middle Eastern man, very, I think like a politician, was killed in Turkey. Now there's a big controversy over that. And also, there was a explosive device found in the mailbox of billionaire. Don't know how to say his name. So, I'm not even gonna try and pronounce it. But in his New York home. Now, I don't know if the person who put the bomb was angry at him or anything. I don't particularly know on that. But yeah. And is there anything else that I was gonna say for part two? Not from what I can see. Oh, wait. Maybe there might be something that I could talk about. First Man. I haven't actually watched it yet, but I have heard about a controversy of it, saying it was not that much patriotic. I think what the directors said that they wanted to show it as a world achievement and not just an American achievement. So that's why they did it. Yeah. So that'll be all for part two. I'll find some more stuff to talk about in part three. So yes, see you after this break. Bye. Okay, and we're back, and I found a new story that I want to actually talk about. It's this Himalayan snowstorm basically killed these people who were climbing up a mountain, and now the bodies are being removed from the Nepal mountain, and there were I think 9 people in total. There were 5 South Koreans and 4 Nepali guides. Now, they were found scattered across their base camp near Mount Gurja. It's about a 23,600 foot high. Sorry. They were found with a. They are found to have suffered broken bones and head wounds since the storm. And it's actually the worst climbing accident to hit Nepal in 2 years, which I found that to be very interesting. Oh, I'm not going to go into it, but Brexit. Oh, God. The Theresa May and all that, they're basically talking about a real problem over the Northern Ireland border. Now, in my opinion, I'm just saying, just give Northern Ireland to the Irish. Just because it was originally their land, but then the British took it. And then the 20 or 30 year war kind of between the two of them. Well, you could even say more if you include the Easter Island and that. But yeah, basically the English took Northern Ireland from the Irish, and I just think, just give Northern Ireland back, and then the Irish won't be pissed off at you. And then probably stop bombing. I'll stop bombing now. Oh, God, I've just found a new thing. Canada is supposed to become the second nation to fully legalise recreational cannabis. I found that to be funny, mind you. And now also, yeah, they're just Harry and Meghan and other stuff that have been up to find. Donald Trump, climate change scientists have political agenda. Wow. I'm just trying to find anything else. Oh, yes. Okay, there's another story that I found. About chemical weapons being used in Syria and all that. After 7 devastating years of civil war in Syria, which have left more than 350,000 people dead. That's a lot more than what I expected. Literally brought the president closer to victory, and I found that to be interesting. Anything else? I'm just trying to find some interesting stuff that I could talk about. Oh, I found something interesting. Three dead as plane crashes into crowd in Germany. I think it was like this airship. No, not an airship. I don't think that was another one that I think that was what I was thinking of. But yeah, a small plane crash in the middle of Germany, killing two women and a boy. Sorry to those people. Sorry to anyone. Sorry to the people's families and all that. And they shouldn't have died. But yeah, a group of people were clustered by an airfield at, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, Wasserkuppe Mountain, near the town of Fulda in Hessen State, on Sunday. That's sad. Oh, and this is another one. A British mountain biker shot dead by a hunter in the French Alps. I'm trying to find out why this man shot him. This is very interesting. I might talk about it later on, maybe in next episode. You'll have to find out. I found one. Kangaroo launched a savage attack on family in Queensland. Oh, yes. The wildlife carrier has suffered a punctured lung. Jesus Christ. That's a lot. Oh. I've just found a funny post. Can Will Smith follow in Robin Williams' genius footsteps? I don't know. Maybe. If he pulls it off quickly. But you'll never know. Oh, Storm Leslie, Portugal, hit by a hurricane force winds. That's interesting. Yeah, because, you know, hurricanes do hit Europe, but they're not like what you would get in Florida and all that. They're different, because the colder water and all that makes it get smaller and all that. So basically, just by the time it would reach mainland Europe, it wouldn't really have that much damage. What's this? This is about a shipwreck. That's always interesting, isn't it? And then, I think, soccer? Yeah. Soccer, I'm not going to go into it. Oh, okay, I found one. A Greek road inferno killed 11 migrants. That's a bit sad. Basically, a vehicle and a lorry collided head-on in northern Greece. Sad. Well, now supposedly a flash flooding killed at least 21 on Sumatra Island in Indonesia. I don't know if that just recently happened or if that happened when the earthquake struck, but I'm not gonna assume. Or Hurricane Michael. Oh yes, actually, do you want to bring up something? Trump, I think, was gonna basically just want to stop immigrants coming into the country. I don't really have a lot of information on that, but that's kind of interesting. Okay, fun fact. Northern Ireland has the great has the highest suicide rate in the UK. It's sad that people in Northern Ireland would kill themselves, but yeah, that's sad. Sad. There's just some other stuff. Ooh. The weird world of a Kim Jong-un impersonator. Wow, that's funny. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's very funny. Okay, that's probably all for this episode. So hopefully we'll see you in the next episode, which I don't particularly know when it's coming out. It might come out tomorrow, or it might come out another day. You will never, you just never know. So goodbye, and see you soon.